This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Turkish military forces have captured more than a dozen Syrian government soldiers in northeastern Syria. We get a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Turkish defense minister says the soldiers were captured during reconnaissance operations southeast of Ras El Ain, but didn't say when. He adds that Ankara was already in talks with Russia to hand over the Syrian soldiers. Meanwhile, a Syrian Kurdish official says the soldiers were captured on Tuesday during an intense battle between Syrian government forces and Turkey-backed fighters. The move is one of the most dramatic examples of an increasingly muddled background following the withdrawal of U.S. forces from the area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Hong Kong overnight, police broke up anti-government protesters mingling with Halloween crowds near the club district of Lan Kwai Fong after another night of turmoil in the streets of the Chinese autonomous territory. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports it was more of the same for both demonstrators and the city's security forces.
Tear gas was fired to disperse the demonstrators after a standoff that lasted hours. Many of them were dressed in black, wearing now banned face masks. Some wore costumes reminiscent of the new movie Joker. Guy Fawkes masks were another popular choice. Shouts of "Give us back Halloween" rang out as police pushed crowds with their shields. Groups were penned in by authorities trying to keep the protesters away. Demonstrations have gripped the Chinese-ruled city for 5 months in a sometimes violent response to perceived Chinese meddling with its promised freedoms. The unrest hasn't just affected Hong Kong's streets, though. It has also hit its economy hard.
That was Lauren Anthony of Reuters. President Trump says he is no longer a resident of New York. First reported by the New York Times, then confirmed by Mr. Trump himself, the president says his permanent address now is Palm Beach, Florida. He complains that political leaders in New York have mistreated him, even though he says he pays millions of dollars in taxes to the city and state.